ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, saluting our unsung local heroes working in Indigenous communities.
Hello, my name is Elka Smurl, and I am a descendant of the Kaurna and Noongar peoples from South Australia, but I was born here in Melbourne and have lived here most of my life, and this is my home. Thanks to my mum, I've been able to live a healthy and good life where she always encouraged me to study hard and be my very best. I think she wanted to see me do and have the opportunities that she couldn't achieve as a child growing up. She's proud of me and has pushed me to be the person I am today. I'm grateful that she's my mother and that we have weathered the tough times and the good times together. Now that I'm a mum, it's one of the biggest things that I constantly tell my daughters, and that is to educate yourself as well as you can, because it's the key to a better life and one where you can control your destinies and be whoever you want to be. As you can guess, education is vitally important to me, and as a result, I'm lucky enough to be able to do this for a job and try to make a difference in our own communities in Victoria. I've been working at Aboriginal Affairs for nearly 4 years now in a team that focuses primarily on capacity building in partnership with the Aboriginal communities and organisations. It's a job I love and have a deep passion for. After completing my degree in politics and Indigenous studies at uni and graduating earlier this year at the age of 44, I see no barrier to learning, no matter what age you are. For the last 3.5 years, I've been part of an amazing team who have put more than 500 people through our program, and there is no better feeling than seeing people, our people, learning together, achieving new skills, establishing old and new relationships, and basically just learning to make their communities and organisations better, more competitive, more qualified, and ready to take on the 21st century. That's what I love, that's what exhilarates me, and that's what makes me proud to be an Aboriginal woman. We're all fighters, you know, all of us. Sometimes we do it in different ways, but we all have a common aim, and that is to keep our culture alive and strong, and to make sure our children, who are our future, can stand up right amongst the best of them. Just last year, I was part of a small group of local community members in the Inner East who ran a 3-term Aboriginal education program at my daughter Kelsey's local primary school. It was really amazing to see those non-Indigenous kids hungry to know, see and feel our culture. I was so proud. My sister helped too. She's a budding artist and was able to create a mural along the school wall with the help of the kids, telling their own stories, but also acknowledging the unique history of the traditional custodians in their own area, that being the Wurundjeri people. 8 months on, and the school still acknowledges the great learning of the local Aboriginal people and pay tribute to them by performing acknowledgement to country every Friday afternoon at assembly. This is a huge pathway to reconciliation and respect for our people. So that's me. I'm Elka. This is my proud story, and I'll nuckin' you all later.
ABC NAIDOC Digital Radio, celebrating NAIDOC Week 2010 with Indigenous communities.